Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we get to gather before you and your Word. And I know, Lord, that your Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths, and that you really want us to know what you have to say. So I pray that you will open your Word and teach us by your Holy Spirit today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's lesson is titled, Jonah Remembered the Lord, and it comes from Jonah chapter 2 and verse 7. As Jonah prayed within the belly of the great fish, he described the waves, billows, seaweed, depth, mountains, and bars that surrounded him. He also shared how the Lord brought up his life from corruption. And in chapter 2 and verse 7 of this prophecy, Jonah shares how he remembered the Lord, where we read, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto you into your holy temple." The verse begins, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord." The writer began with the words, "When my soul," or at the time and moment, myself, life, creature, person, appetite, mind, living being, my desire, emotion, and passions fainted, which means turned aside, enveloped, were made feeble and weak. Within me, I remembered, or inside of me, I recalled. I called to my mind, and I made of a memorial the Lord, which refers to Jehovah, or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God. When Jonah found himself at the state of great distress and ready to give up, thoughts concerning the Lord were brought to his mind. The verse continues, "And my prayer came in unto you into your holy temple." The writer added, "And my prayer," which means Jonah's oration, his intercession, supplication in him came in or entered, attained, led in, brought, and he put himself unto you in your holy, which means into God's separated, apart, and sacred temple, or his palace, nave, and sanctuary. When Jonah's soul had fainted, he remembered the Lord and prayed toward the holy sanctuary of God. When we think through these words, we admire Jonah's remembering of the Lord when his soul became distressed. And we can be excited that Jonah prayed to God when he recalled the Lord's holiness. Jonah found himself in great trouble inside the fish. And though he did, Jonah did the right thing in the midst of his difficulties. Are we in trouble? Have we found ourselves in situations of bondage, prison, or subjugation? Let us remember the Lord and turn our attention and prayers toward his holy temple and find not only freedom, but also peace in the midst of our storm. Next time we shall see Jonah and they and say that they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name as you continue to study his word.